Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the fifth parak of Maseches Sukkah, and today we are learning Mishnayos, Beis, and Gimel. So the Mishnah talks about how they would prepare for the Simchas Beis Hashoeva. So, B'motzoi Yom Tov Rishon Shel Chag, the night after the first day of Yom Tov, Yordu Lezret, meaning which was the first night of Chol HaMoed in Eretz Yisrael, they didn't have Yom Tov Sheni, Yordu Lezret Nashim, they went down to the Ezras Nashim, which was in the lower part of the Har HaBayis than the Azara was, U'Mesakhin Shem Tikkun Gadol, and they made a major tikkun. So what does it mean they made a major tikkun? So the Gemara explains, it means that they built balconies for the women, so that the women could watch without intermingling with the men. This is the source in Shas for the concept of building a mechitza. Rav Moshe holds in the Tshuva that mechitza must be a din d'oraisa, because you're not allowed to be mosif al the irva zaros. You're not allowed to just add things to the Beis HaMikdash unless they have a pasuk, and the pasuk indicated to them that they should add this, because you need a mechitza. U'menorah shel zav ha'yisham v'arbos falim shel zav b'rashehen, and they had these big giant golden menorahs in the Ezras Nashim with four big golden bowls on the top of each of them. And each of those bowls had four ladders that went up to the top of them, and they would have four young kohanim for each one, go on a ladder, and each of them had to schlep up a pitcher of oil that had 120 log in them. Well, not 120 log in total for the four of them, so 30 log in each pitcher, which is still quite a lot of oil. Shehin matilin l'kol seifel v'seifel, and that they would put that into each of the bowls. So they had to be strong enough to climb to the top of the ladder carrying 30 log of oil, and that's a lot. 30 log is like 3-4 gallons, or 10-15 liters, that could weigh, I don't know, 30 pounds or something. So they're schlepping up something that's like 30 pounds on this tall ladder, and in order to fill it with oil. Now, Mishnah Gimel, how did they make the wicks for these giant candelabras? So, Miblai Michnese Kohanim, Umehem Yonehen, Mehen Hoyu Mafkiyin. They would take out the worn out pants of the Kohanim, of the Big Day Kuna, and the belts that were worn out, and they would just tear off pieces of material, and they used that as wicks. Uvehen Hoyu Madlikin, and that's how they would light these giant menorahs. Now, there was so much light coming from these menorahs, Velohaisa Chatzab Yushlaim Sheina Mi'ira, May or Beis HaShoeva. There was not a single chatzar in all of Yerushalayim that wasn't illuminated from the light of the Beis HaShoeva. They were 50 amos high. They were on the Har HaBayis, was way above the city, but because of that, you could see the light from really far away, and the light impacted all the chatzeros in Yerushalayim. So to quickly review what we learned today, Mishnah Beis, we said that on the Motzei Yom Tov Rishon, they went down to the Ezras Nashim, and they made a tikkun gadol, which means they built a balcony, and they had menorahs, they had these golden menorahs that had four bowls of where they were filled with oil on the top of each of the menorahs, and there were four ladders that went up to each of them, and they would have the young kohanim schlep up massive amounts of oil to fill it with oil. And then in Mishnah Gimel we said that they would use the worn out Big Day Kohuna to light these, to use as the wicks for these menorahs, and once they lit them, there was so much light that every single chatzar in Yerushalayim was totally illuminated from that light that came from the Beis HaShoeva.